happy St. Patrick's Day.
A big day, that's for sure.
You know, your wife always does it big. Is she doing it again this year?
She is, but, you know, she doesn't have her normal running crew on the day, and they've changed the whole plan of the fife and drum, right? So they're going to go out there, and she usually follows them, and it's like a parade up and down Main Street, and they've changed it. She's got thoughts, obviously, on this. They've got a party bus. The band goes on a party bus. But it's St. Patrick's Day, so nobody else that's following them is driving.
Oh.
So her plan is a little bit different this year, but she does love St. Patrick's Day. Me, I'm the opposite end on that.
Yeah. Well, you know, my dad has restaurants, so he always calls certain days amateur days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, New Year's Eve is amateur night.
Sure.
You know, he always says that at the restaurant. St. Patrick's Day is amateur's day.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because I don't really believe that. I actually love St. Patrick's Day, and I'm not Irish. I don't have a drop of Irish in me.
Uh-huh.
But I do think that there's something really fun and beautiful about the culture, and I like the celebration. I think it's a great day.
So what's your favorite? The beer, the dancing? What do you like?
Oh my gosh, corned beef in the beer. It's just my favorite. And even though, you know, because it falls on a Thursday this year, it's kind of tough. It's a work night for us. But I'll still go out tonight, but I'll go out somewhere with my family and have dinner and a beer.
Based on your level of Irish, I think that the day of the week means even less. So it's a sliding scale. My wife wouldn't care if it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. As long as the bars are going to be open and it's St. Patrick's Day, she will partake.
The Irish dancers, the step dancers, are my favorite thing in the whole world. I just think they're so beautiful. And like, I could watch anywhere they are, I will find that bar to go watch them. It's my favorite thing.
Now, the guys with the bagpipes, I mean, never is there a day during the year pale, hairy legs get you further than it will on St. Patty's Day. So enjoy the day. It's going to be a fun one, I'm sure.
It's St. Patrick's Day, and we've got a tradition around here that's the absolute best. Because everybody knows that on St. Patrick's Day, it's a tradition to have Lucky Charms, which I'm relatively certain did not start in Ireland.
I'm guessing not.
Right.
If I look the back of the General Mills box, I'm not even sure where it's made or boxed at this point. But I know it ain't Russia. So there's that.
Thank you.
Feel free to celebrate with your Lucky Charms today.
All right. So we've got these Lucky Charms here. And every year, producer Sean has a very scientific experiment. Because, of course, St. Patrick's Day is about celebration and shenanigans and just having the best time. But also, it's about science. And it's finding out exactly how many marshmallows are in the Lucky Charms box.
Now, not only are we going to count the marshmallows this year, but there's going to be an artistic side of this project, right?
Yes. Yeah, so here's the thing. Producer Sean, remember last year, how long did it take you to count all the marshmallows and to separate them into special groups?
About an hour and a half, maybe.
So, you know, like, we thought that was a good enough task. We're like, that only took you an hour and a half. This year, we're going to extend it to a three-hour project. One, I bought the family size this year of the Lucky Charms because I'm a good friend like that. I wanted to get more bang for our buck. But in addition to counting and separating all the different marshmallows, I've brought in construction paper and glue. Because producer Sean is so artistic right now.
He is artistic, yeah.
We're going to have him create a mosaic out of the marshmallows.
Now, is there a theme to the mosaic? Does it have to be St. Patty's Day themed? Is it leprechaun themed? Or can he just do whatever his heart sings to?
I think it should. What do you think, producer Sean? I'll give you an opinion on that.
Oh, I think it should be whatever I would like to.
Oh, he has an idea, apparently, already.
Okay. I mean, he's fanning out all the construction paper.
Mm-hmm.
Also, my 13-year-old was not happy that I took all her green construction paper.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you're going to take every piece? I'm like, yeah, producer Sean needs options on green construction paper.
Well, just make sure that whatever you do, it's able to be posted to a family-friendly site. All right there, Sean.
Well, let Hayden know I thank her.
Okay, well.
I appreciate her sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you have, like, an idea on how you're going to do all this?
You know what? Yeah, looking at the supplies you so generously provided me with, I have a very good idea of what I want to do.
Now, normally, I think an average person would be annoyed with this task. Like, you're going to spend the next 3 hours of your life separating, marshmallows and then create a mosaic. But not producer Sean. This is the greatest day of his life.
Well, if you weigh these things against, you know, just answering the phone for the next 3-4 hours and dealing with the crazy that comes with this program, that, you know, I mean, your options are pretty good now, right?
My work's cut out for me.
All right. So we will check in with producer Sean in 3 hours and see what he has come up with. And if you want to watch the whole thing as he's doing it throughout the day, you can head to our Instagram at Anna and Raven and you can watch it in real time.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 It's the St. Patrick's Day edition of All I Need to Know About You. Call or text 1-800-330-9999. What's that thing that drives you crazy? If you're getting dressed for today's shenanigans and you're ready to go out But the first thing you pull on is like a tiny little crop top and like a tutu and something like that. And you think it's like Halloween. You use it as an excuse to dress completely inappropriately. That's all I need to know about you.
How many times are you going to use the word shenanigans today?
So many times.
Seriously.
It's my favorite word, and it only works really well today.
You're not 1,000 years old.
I love the word shenanigans.
I mean, seriously.
Oh, shenanigans
Roll
is
it
my
back.
Favorite.
It's already been a lot.
No, I'm going to... No. I'm going to use it all day. All day. You can keep count. Here, you can...
For some people, St. Patty's Day is their Halloween. I get it. But you know what? You're right. I mean, at a certain level, you got to pull it back a little bit, you know?
Exactly. When you're out for the shenanigans... And
come on.
I can't. No, but not for nothing. But you see these beautiful Irish step dancers out, right?
Sure.
You see these incredible bagpipers out, right? Are any of them wearing crop tops and knee-high socks with shamrocks on them and heels? No.
I'm not going to shame you because you're not dressed as a traditional Irish dancer. But, I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen your last couple Halloween costumes. You do the family group thing. But
I like the cable knit sweaters, like the beautiful, cozy, like off-white sweaters.
Yeah, so you'd like somebody to be dressed up as if they're a coated sofa. Is what that's how you would prefer them today. You know what? I've got a counter for that there. If you believe that every, you know, pretty lass that you run into, and you're going to call them lass today, like Anna's going to use shenanigans, owes you a smooch because you've got your 20-year-old faded Kiss Me I'm Irish t-shirt on. That's all I need to know about you.
Good one. It's true. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. All I need to know about you.
So if you're up at 3 a.m. to drink beer, that's all I need to know.
Kegs and eggs. I mean, I did it in college.
Dumbest thing
ever.
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm a little bit Irish. I guess I'm just never going to be Irish enough to say to myself, I need to set an alarm and wake up at 3 a.m. to start drinking Jameson and have eggs. I had a friend who used to sleep on the curb before. And he was a well-to-do kid. Like, his family was well. What are you doing out there, man?
But it was part of my college life was kegs and eggs. It was a big deal. You know, we started lining up at 5:30 in the morning.
But for no reason whatsoever.
I don't know. It was part of the festivities, part of the excitement.
What's wrong with brunch? There's nothing wrong with brunch.
Oh, no, we were there for brunch. We didn't always make it to dinner, but we were definitely there for brunch. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
If you show up to work drunk today, that's all I need to know about you.
I mean, if you show up to work drunk any day.
It's a problem.
That would be an issue, right? But today... I mean, come on, rookie.
Oh.
All right? I mean, you thought about what was going to happen. I think the liquid lunch thing is more likely to happen, right? And if you're tying it on at the bar, just stay there.
Don't go back to work.
Don't come back.
That one Guinness seems like a good idea, and then there's two Guinnesses, and then you have to cancel your afternoon meetings.
This is what happens with my father-in-law every single year, because he's never as much Irish as he is on St. Patty's Day, of course. So he's out all day, and he always says, just join me for one. That's what happens, Dad. I go for one. I don't leave for 3 hours. It's a problem. This is a weekday. I can't do it.
Today is all about the luck of the Irish. But what was the luckiest thing to ever happen to you? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
I was in a car accident. I rolled over my car and I didn't get a scratch on me or anything. And I was perfectly fine.
Hey, you weren't on the exit getting off to come to work today, were you? Because there was a car upside down.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, my first thought was, if that's producer Sean, I'm going to have to put together our weather report.
Oh, that was your first thought?
No. I was 19, and it was a while back.
Well, as long as nobody got hurt, that's a very lucky day indeed.
Anna and Raven, what was your luckiest moment?
Oh, hands down. I got a scratch-off ticket, and I won $150,000.
What?
That's crazy.
Yes.
Oh, my. I never play. I really don't, but I always buy it for the kids' birthdays because I'm a good parent like that. I buy, a bunch of scratch-offs for them.
It's illegal, but okay.
Anyway, right. And we didn't win on any of them. I bought $20 of scratch-offs. We won $2. Hayden was like, I'd rather have gotten the cash. I'm like, yeah, I know, I get it. But, you know?
Saves you from that uncomfortable situation where you have to get a fake ID for your 13-year-old.
Right. I mean, I would
or just
money.
Worry that the neighbor's kid isn't actually going to give you their cut of the million that you just won them.
$150,000. What did you spend that money on?
Oh, let me tell you something. It goes really fast. It goes faster than you think. Because I had all these highfalutin ideas, and I basically paid off my car and some of my student loans.
Yeah. Was a lucky day, though.
Anna and Raven, the luckiest moment in your life. What happened?
Well, it started off unlucky. I was late for a flight. I was trying to get there as quick as possible. I finally showed up. They gave my seat away. But they bumped me up to first class and treated me like a king after that. So bonus for me. Be late sometimes. It'll work out.
That's not fair. Am I the only one who doesn't think that's fair?
Listen, I have stood next to a lot of airline gates. I don't see that happening for most people. Did it ruin all flights for you for the future? After you flew first class, that was it.
Yeah, pretty much after that. Yeah, back in coach with everybody else.
One time,
for a day.
I was 7 years old. I was going to Disney World for the first time with my parents, and my parents would never pay for first class, but they bumped the four of us up.
Well, you can imagine. That's crazy.
That was the first and only time I've ever flown first class in my entire life, and it might be the only time at this point.
I mean, I could see in your eyes a longing. You were 7 years old. How do you even remember?
I had no idea what that even meant, and it was like one of the first times on a plane for me, so I just thought, like, this is how you fly.
Right.
Yeah.
And now you go, like, inside a can.
Right.
You're all tied up, hoping the person in front of you doesn't recline.
Every time we get on a plane with my kids, like Hayden, my older one, will say to me, she'll be like, one day, can we fly first class? And I'm like, no, baby. We can't. Unfortunately not.
Hey, it's Ann Raven. The luckiest moment of your life. What happened?
Hi, yeah. So I am a huge Julia Roberts fan, like huge. And I was working as a waitress in L.A., and she came in, and it just beyond my expectation. She was so nice, so kind. She let me take photos with her. And just to this day, it's just one of the best moments of my life.
It's such a nice experience when you meet somebody famous and they're all that you want them to be.
Yeah.
Like, they seem like a regular person, but they're just super nice. Like, that's such a great experience. It's heartbreaking when you meet somebody and you think they're a jerk.
My gosh. Remember when I met Jordan Knight from New Kids on the Block? And I was so disappointed because his hand was like a limp fish when I shook it.
Yes.
And all I kept thinking was I had the wrong NKOTB, like, love person. I should have been in love with Donnie Wahlberg, who was so much cooler and nicer.
Right. And Donnie Wahlberg had already hugged you.
Yeah.
Prior to that.
Yeah.
And now you didn't know you were supposed to be in love with him until after you had this Jordan Knight experience. I mean, a missed opportunity.
It was a roller coaster ride that day.
And college basketball's biggest night is underway.
The face of the American heavyweights.
Pretty good power move there.
There can be only one champion. And now we join Anna and Raven's coverage of the March Madness tournament.
While everybody's watching basketball and checking out these college teams, not around here, we're looking to crown the biggest fad of all time, March Madness.
Yeah, here's the thing about fads, Anna. They encompass all things. Could be fashion, could be food, could be a band, could be, you know, anything, really.
Mm-hmm. So we have chosen the Sweet 16. You can see the entire bracket at annaandraven.com. Every day, it's a different matchup. You vote who makes it to the next round. The last couple days have been pretty intense. First, it was the biggest upset. The Rachel lost to Hacky Sack. Hacky Sack made it to the final, Elite Eight.
I mean, the Rachel, an iconic haircut.
Right.
All these years later, decades later, we're still calling it just the Rachel.
Then there was yesterday where the Macarena took on Juicy Couture, one of the biggest fashion icons of all time. We were all wearing velvet jumpsuits.
Mm-hmm.
And the Macarena came out on top.
Yeah, even with J-Lo and Paris Hilton's support for Juicy, they just couldn't hold up to those guys there. When the song comes on, you tend to start moving.
But now today's matchup, this is when you have to decide what's going to make it to the Elite Eight. We start with something that I never fully understood, and I still don't.
Still don't.
Nope. We're going to start with Pokemon Go.
I play Pokemon Go every day. I play Pokemon Go.
Let me explain to you how little Anna and I understand about Pokemon Go. That video has 94 million views. 94 million views. His name is Misha. I'm pretty sure he's a big video game star at this point now.
Mm-hmm.
94 million views, and I don't understand the song.
Right.
The regular theme song, the official theme song, by the way, from Pokemon, 13 million views. What does that tell you? I still don't understand.
What is the obsession with Pokemon Go?
I don't know.
So let's tell the story what happened. So when it first launched, right?
You gotta hurry.
All right. When it first launched, Raven and I were walking into work, and one of our coworkers, who's a little bit younger than us, right? She was in a bush. In a bush with her phone.
No joke.
So we were like, you all right? Like, everything all right?
Yeah.
And she's like, shh. And she was trying to throw fake fireballs at something.
It's a real thing that happened.
Yeah. And now we see people wandering around holding up their phones. And
I just thought people were going to get hit by cars.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I mean, it was very dangerous to me. But you know what? I mean, again, we recognize the fact that Pokemon Go, an icon, a movement, a big thing. But I also contest that our next contestant, our next entrant is as well, Anna.
Yep. Fireball.
I'm on fire.
fire at all.
Raise your hand if you've thrown up off Fireball. Raise your hand.
We should be clear that Fireball is not just a liquor. It's not just a liquor.
It's a movement.
Also, it's a wonderful song as well. Could be a show that you see at a circus or something like that. I mean, Fireball is a movement on a college campus. Pokemon Go and Fireball may be equally popular. I'm not sure.
Every party I went to for years had Fireball. And at first it was so exciting that, you know, you get the Fireball, you get the Fireball. Now if I look at Fireball, I'm like, oh my God.
There's a bottle in my freezer right now.
Oh my gosh.
Just
never,
waiting for my
ever.
Friends to come over. And if I crack that candy booze, it's a fifth in a night. No problem.
I've only retired two liquors my whole life. Goldschlager and Fireball.
They seem to be the same, right?
All right, but now it comes down to you. What's going to make it to the Elite Eight? Which was a bigger fad, Pokemon Go or Fireball? Well, everybody watching basketball here, it's all about crowning the biggest fad of all time. If you want to see the entire Sweet 16 bracket, you can head to annaandraven.com. But today's matchup is Pokemon Go versus Fireball. Let's start with Pokemon Go.
I don't understand it. I don't get it. 94 million views that song has.
People love Pokemon Go.
They
but
do.
Can it hold a candle to one of the most fad liquors of all time, Fireball?
Fireball. Immortalized by Pitbull. I mean, you know you're doing something right.
Are you? All right, checking our text line at 1-800-330-9999. Pokemon Go. You may not know, but Pokemon Go is still a thing and strong with competitions and worldwide communities. We're learning that this morning. We really are.
You just got a message from the Pokemon Go Union.
Yeah.
We're strong. We've got competitions.
People love Pokemon Go. Another vote for Pokemon Go.
That's what that was.
I remember seeing another text says, I remember seeing on Wikipedia that Pokemon is the biggest franchise of all time, even beating out Star Wars. So Pokemon gets my vote. We're going to have to fact check that.
I don't know.
That.
Yeah, I don't
maybe.
Know.
I mean, there's a possibility.
Just quoting stuff. I remember seeing online hardly sounds like, you know, come on.
I just read what's written in the text.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What's it going to be, Pokemon Go or Fireball?
Pokemon Go. I love Pokemon.
Can you explain to me, like, what is it about? Like, what do you do?
We don't have the time. We don't have the time.
But are you one of those people that goes around and tries to capture them with your phone?
Yeah, you do. Walk around your backyard and there's a Pokemon.
What's it doing in your backyard?
Right. I mean, get out of here. This is my
property. I don't know, but it's there.
Well, just be careful. Stay in the crosswalk, all right? You're crossing the street.
Make okay. Okay.
Anna and Raven, March Fadness, what's it going to be moving on? Pokemon Go or Fireball?
I love the Pokemon Go. I play it too. It's the best game ever.
Have you ever tried Pokemon Go with Fireball?
It's not safe.
Well, I'm just thinking that, you know, maybe you and I would be more interested.
No, I think that we would get hurt. I think we'd be injured. It's Anna and Raven. Is it going to be Pokemon Go or Fireball?
Pokemon Go.
I can't believe it. Where's my frat guys?
Huh? They're not awake, Raven.
I know they're not.
March Fadness. Is it going to be Pokemon Go or Fireball?
Definitely Pokemon. Definitely.
I mean, you sound like a grown-up. How could you choose a video game over liquor?
Were you one of those people wandering around in the streets holding up your phone?
Yes.
Oh, man. It may be the most fun game ever. I've never tried it because I'm afraid. I just say no. I listen to Nancy Reagan. Don't put myself in dangerous situations.
Hi, it's Yana and Raven. What's it going to be, Pokemon Go or Fireball?
Pokemon Go. It's a phenomenon. It keeps going. It keeps giving. Every day of everyone's life.
Does it really? Is it still going? We didn't even do the research.
Yeah, I have no idea. Right. There's people logged onto it right now. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I had no idea, but I can't believe these votes.
Pokemon Go or Fireball? What's it going to be?
It's Fireball.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, finally.
Finally, somebody. Yeah.
So sad, though. I feel like we're leaving the bar together right now, and the rest of the party's already gone home and gone to bed.
All right. Looks like overwhelmingly Pokemon Go is going to take this and run when it comes to phone calls, texts, and social media.
Here's the good news. I have plenty of Fireball at home.
Great. They're sneaky, and they love shenanigans. Who are they? Leprechauns. So we put out a casting call on our Facebook page yesterday at Anna and Raven, and we said, record your children, because the kids are the ones that know the most about leprechauns.
I mean, it's true, right? They know the secrets. As you get to be adults, you forget the little things, the nuances as it is to capturing these little beasts.
Exactly. So we asked the parents, we said, listen, record your kids and find out everything you need to know about leprechauns. And the first question we asked was, how do you catch a leprechaun?
That one's easy. First, you put clover-shaped chicken nuggets on the ground, leading to have a heart mousetrap. Then, bam, the door closes. Then, you've catched one of those little green guys.
Well, I mean, it was a have a heart.
Wait a minute. Wait. What kind of food do you put down?
Four-leaf clover chicken nuggets. Now, I don't know where you get those, but
right.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
I want that. I eat the
I haven't seen
chicken
those.
Nuggets.
And I feel like it's one of those cloud interpretation things. Like, I lay down, I see one thing looking at the sky, you see something else.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with a box of chicken nuggets, possibly.
What do leprechauns eat?
They eat rainbows.
He doesn't sound too sure about that.
He's stretching it out.
Yeah.
As he considers.
What does a rainbow taste like?
Delicious.
It tastes like sherbet ice cream in my mind.
Roro, where do you think leprechauns come from?
Don't ask me. Don't ask me anything right now, Mom. I'm in the middle of something.
Are you crazy?
Give me my bowl of Cheerios back.
Oh, gosh.
What do you think you will find at the end of a rainbow?
Gold. A pot of gold. Everyone knows that. A pot of gold, a leprechaun, and a four-leaf clover.
What do you think, Roro?
That kid's just crazy.
I'm going hunting with that kid.
Right? That kid's
he knows where the good stuff is. Wow.
How did St. Patrick's Day start?
The first ever living leprechaun.
I kind of want to see that movie. Like the first ever leprechaun.
It's a Genesis story. It's like Batman Begins.
Yeah.
But for leprechauns. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Drew, where do leprechauns come from?
The rainbow.
What do they do for fun?
They get gold.
How do they get it?
They steal it from people.
How does that make you feel?
Sad.
Why?
Because of stealing new money and you need new money.
What are we going to do to catch these leprechauns?
We're going
to
put gold at our house and then put a little top on it. Then when the leprechauns want to get the gold, the top will close.
We'll trap them.
Yeah.
Where are we going to get the gold?
We're going to get it from our mom's jewelry box.
This is my nephew, Drew.
High risk.
I just imagine.
Don't do that, kid. Don't mess with the jewelry.
Stealing his mom's jewelry.
I mean, you're encouraging him, asking him how we're going to do
100%.
It as if you're a team.
Yeah.
He's putting her jewelry in a cup.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's terrible.
Can you tell me about leprechauns?
So a leprechaun has, like, an orange thick beard and a green hat that it wears with, like, a little belt. So kind of like Santa's belt on the hat.
And where do they live?
They live on the rainbows.
And how do they get there?
They fly. They're flying leprechauns.
I mean, who knew that leprechauns fly? Do they fly?
Nailed it on that one. A lot of good facts on there.
Yeah, it's like so matter of fact. Who even knew?
Alessia, how do you catch a leprechaun?
We go downstairs and catch him.
And where do leprechauns come from?
They come from the house.
Duh. What do you think? They just got up on the ground?
Don't ask me these dumb questions, Mom.
They come from their house. Yeah. We put out a casting call to all the kids. Let us know everything you know about leprechauns on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven. We got so many great videos, too, that we're going to be posting throughout the day. And what do they have to say? Well, let's find out.
Okay, Dante, how do you catch a leprechaun?
With a leprechaun trap.
Leprechaun traps are real tricky. We've been trying for years, and we have not had any success yet.
Well, due to supply chain issues, you can't really get your hands on all the materials you need to make your own. And if you want one that's fully assembled, be ready to pay a pretty penny.
Mm-hmm.
And where do leprechauns come from?
Green grass.
Do they? Do they grow in the grass?
'Tis the season. The battle begins shortly.
Yeah.
Cece, what do leprechauns eat?
My mom didn't tell me.
Your mom didn't tell you? Can you take a guess?
Maybe carrots.
I mean, why didn't her mom tell her?
Right.
What are you waiting for?
I mean, she's missing an opportunity here, too, if you want her to digest vegetables. I mean, just the carrots is one thing, but give her a couple other choices, too.
Yeah.
Where do leprechauns come from?
Holes in the trees.
You know, we always talk about the Lucky Charms guy, Lucky. We never talk about the Keebler elves. Are they actually leprechauns, or are they just elves? The ones that, you know?
I mean, I think they would have said something about their name by now.
Right?
Probably sticking with elves.
Maybe.
Of the elven line.
Mm.
How did St. Patrick's Day start?
From Patrick's dying.
Oh.
Well, sometimes days do begin like that.
Yeah,
so
I mean, somewhat accurate.
I mean, he took a shot.
Yeah.
He did.
Where do leprechauns come from?
Leprechauns come from at the sky.
What do leprechauns eat?
Marshmallows.
Marshmallows or carrots. You can only have one meal for the rest of your life. What it's going to be?
Oh, my gosh.
You can only eat one of them for the rest of your life. It's the only thing you can eat. Marshmallows or carrots. What it's going to be? Come on.
It's got to be carrots.
Ew.
Yeah, my grandmother would say it would make healthy nails and skin.
Who are you? Oh.
Mia, how do the leprechauns get into your house?
So they go in like Santa through the chimney. And if not, then they can probably break into your house through the door. And like this one time, I found tracks, like little prints or something of with dirt on it. And I think it's either the Easter Bunny or the leprechaun.
Or a raccoon. Could have been a raccoon, but I love the leprechaun with the lockpick set in his pocket. I'm sorry, he's like a cat burglar.
What do you think about leprechauns, Ella?
They have a lot of gold.
What do you think they do with all that gold?
Dance on it.
They just dance down there. They took all your money and they just, like, they're just dancing. Fiddles and stuff. They're so excited about it.
Cecilia, what do you think you should put in the trap for the leprechaun to go to it?
Marshmallows from Lucky Charms. Mm. Like the cereal, too.
Where do you think leprechauns come from?
Leprechaun world.
What do you think Leprechaun World is like? It's got to be awesome, right?
Yeah, and it's got low ceilings.
And oddly, I asked my daughter Dakota, my three-year-old, just because I was curious as to what she said. And it just makes me worry about her more and more.
What do you think of leprechauns?
Leprechauns are dangerous.
Leprechauns are dangerous? Why?
They start fires.
They start fires? Like, where did she even get that from? What is she watching on TV? What is Disney Junior putting out there?
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
This has been eye-opening.
Has.
Two hosts, multiple clues, only one right answer. It's time to play Heads Up with Anna and Raven.
Hi, Megan. Today we're playing Heads Up for a free tank of gas. This is an easy game to play, all right? We're going to give you a bunch of different clues here. Okay. First thing you have to choose is who's going to give you the clues, myself or Anna?
You.
Oh,
how good.
I knew it.
I get a break today.
I knew it. Today is going to be the most challenging. All right. Listen, I'm going to give you a bunch of clues. You have to correctly guess these answers. 5 out of 10 in the next 60 seconds. Okay. Get those right and the gas is going to be yours. All right.
Here's the thing, Megan. Today's clues are all about St. Patrick's Day. Okay. So make sure you keep that in the back of your head when trying to guess.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. It's supposed to be lucky. You find it in your lawn. It's green. It's
got four-leaf clover.
Yep. It's magically delicious. It's the best breakfast cereal ever.
Lucky Charms.
They play basketball. The church burned down over in Europe. The Hunchback of the Hunchback.
Notre Dame.
Yes. Yes. He played James Bond. Everybody thinks he's English. I thought he was English, but it turns out he's Scottish. He was also in a show called Remington Steele and in Mamma Mia.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, they blow into them, and it makes a lot of noise. A lot of times you'll hear it on St. Patty's Day. You'll hear it at funerals, stuff like that. Yes, and when the crowd comes into the bar, and then they start, they've got the traditional dresses on and whatnot, and they get out there, and they start doing the... Now, pass. You use it in the shower. It smells like a wonderful creek. It
Time's makes
you
feel- up.
What? Oh!
I'm sorry. Oh, that was step dancing.
I
didn't do very well with that.
Well, thank you.
I'm sorry.
I mean, thank you. I couldn't figure out how to do the step dancing.
Oh, I'm sorry, Megan. Great job, though.
The last one was Irish Spring. If I had just gone to Irish Spring first, I think I would have had it.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you anyway.
That's okay. Have a great St. Patrick's Day. Next caller at 1-800-330-9999 will hook you up with this gas card.
I feel like such a failure.
No, you tried your best. So I tried to make corned beef for the very first time last week in preparation for St. Patrick's Day, and I was so excited about it until I got home and realized that the corned beef I bought didn't have a seasoning packet, and then I tried to buy all the individual seasoning packets, and it turns out it's like a million different things. I was like, I refuse to do this. The corned beef was disgusting. and I'll never make it again.
My wife crushes corned beef. It's never a problem around my house, I say, but it does seem to be a little bit involved, even if she's putting it in the crock pot. There's a lot of stuff that goes in there.
What is the right way to do it? Chef Plum from the Food Network. Plum, I clearly didn't know what I was doing and made a huge mistake and didn't know how to season, but what's the right way to make corned beef?
I just picture you getting all these tiny little like sugar packets and opening them up and pouring them onto the corned beef until it's enough. I don't.
Have you ever Googled what's like the different seasonings in a corned beef packet? There's like a million of them. And when you start gathering them all at the grocery store, it was like $55 in seasoning. I was like, no, thank you.
You're going to make a lot of corned beef then. Well, listen, so it's really simple. They call it a corned beef. It's corned or pickled, as they say, right? Which is kind of a gross term, but it was done in order to make the beef last longer, kind of like keeps it safer. But what you want to do is you want to almost, it's kind of simple. It's like a brine, right? You want to do sugar, salt, a little bit of liquid, or you can do it dry and just use sugar and salt. But what you're doing is you're pulling that moisture out, but you're also forcing flavor back into it. So when I do that, you might as well throw something on the car with them. They're going to drive into that meat with that sugar and salt. So I'll throw a little mustard seed, you know, a little caraway. I'll throw a little juniper in there as well. The key thing is, though, you got to let it sit, right? So you put it in there, start pickling it, put it in the refrigerator for 10 days. Let it hang out in there. Take it out, and then you want to dry it off after that 10 days, get rid of that liquid that was in, and then you want to braise it, right? So you want to cook it in a flavorful liquid. Like, you know, a little water. I use a little beer. You could use a little stock and carrots, onion, and celery. And cook it for hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. Low temperature, a lot of time, and a lot of flavor. So you need to have that moisture in there. That's what breaks down that connective tissue in that particular piece of meat. Because usually those pieces of beef, those briskets, they can be pretty tough.
Yeah.
I can't imagine working on a meal for 10 days.
Yeah, if you wanted that today, you're out of luck.
10 days. I mean, I got to birth it. I got to raise it so I can destroy it and eat it after the 10 days. I'm working on a meal for 10 days. Am I a cattle rancher? Am I eating babies? What am I doing?
Whoa. It does make the perfect sandwich meat, though. Listen, it's well worth it if you want to do it on your own. Or you can buy it from the store like Anna did. Just make sure it has that little packet of stuff. Let's say you have the same experience that Anna had, where you buy it, you don't have the packet of stuff that goes with it. Put it in your crock pot, a little salt, a little sugar, a little black peppercorns, and let it ride that way. On high, for about 6-7 hours.
I'll tell you, that's exactly what I did, and it was not great. So you're going to have to birth your baby. That's what I think Raven's right.
That's it. That's it. Fat on it or off it. My wife pulls the corned beef out of the slow cooker and then scrapes the fat off, which I told her makes her Satan.
I would agree. I'm not trying to call your wife Satan. I've met your wife. She's a very nice individual. However, taking the fat off would make me question if she's even American.
Right. Or Irish, for that matter. Yeah.
Oof, yes, Irish-American. Leave the fat on. It adds a lot of flavor. Don't take it off.
Chef Plum, always good advice. You can check him out online at chefplum.com. St. Patrick's Day is not just all about shenanigans and celebrations. It's about science. And that's exactly what we've been doing all day today. Producer Sean had a task that we started hit him on 3 hours ago. He has a family-sized box of Lucky Charms cereal. He was to take all the marshmallows out and put them into individual groups so we could see exactly how many marshmallows there were. Producer Sean, how did it go?
It went well. I had a better system in place this year, so it actually went a little faster than it usually did,
yes,
than it did last year at least. So do you want to know the individual, like the number of each individual, or the total number of marshmallows?
Oh, I want to know everything. How many total marshmallows?
Marshmallows first, please.
So we had a total of 437 marshmallows, which was almost like 215 more than last year's.
Wow.
So the family size really does up the marshmallow.
It paid off.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what is the breakdown of the marshmallow content?
All right. You're looking at 82 hearts, 34 stars, 70 horseshoes, 38 clovers, 67 balloons, 45 rainbows, 43 unicorns, and 58 moons.
I mean, there are a lot of marshmallows in there now.
Right, but
remember back in the day, there was like four.
Why are there only like 30-something
stars? Why does it fall off? Right.
Yeah, what makes one marshmallow more valuable?
Which one was the highest? Was the heart?
The hearts, yeah, 82.
Wow.
Because
it's the color.
No.
I bet you it's the color. They want more color in there.
Do you want to know?
So they up the heart thing.
It's not. Do you know that hearts are the only original shape of marshmallow and Lucky Charms?
So you think they're doing it for respect?
They're
doing it for respect.
100%. And also, if you missed it earlier, the marshmallows and Lucky Charms are called marbits. They're not called marshmallows.
You're a straight crazy person.
What?
You think
that's
that they're
a real
doing
thing?
It for respect
yes.
of the hearts. Okay.
All right.
All right. What else did we learn?
Well, Producer Sean is very artistic. We always catch him drawing things at his desk, even though he should be working and answering phones. So we decided to have him create a mosaic out of all the marshmallows. I went into my daughter's craft corner. I got construction paper and the Elmer's glue. And what did we come up with?
I can't wait to see the unveiling. Please.
I made a beautiful portrait of none other than myself.
Let me see. Oh my God, strangely, it does look like you.
It looks 100% like you.
Yeah. Do you notice I use the stars for the eyes because my future is so bright and I can see it?
Wow.
Yeah. I used the cereal dust for my beard.
You know, normally, a regular individual counting out pieces of cereal and separating marshmallow bits, or marbits, excuse me.
Yes.
Would be a complete waste of time, but Sean...
This is wonderful.
This is, quite frankly, maybe the most industrious you've been in quite some time. Here.
Should we take this picture, this mosaic made of Lucky Charms of producer Sean and put it on our Facebook page?
Of course.
Okay, we're going to put this picture up. You want to know what? You want to buy it? Make an offer. We'll sell it to you. We'll take the money and donate it to charity, of course. But if you want this to be yours, it can be yours to commemorate this very special 2022 St. Patrick's Day.
Beautiful and edible.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Mike and Daniela. Daniela, what's going on?
We are about to finally move in together, and I just, before we really move in together, I want to make sure that he can really, like, take care of the house on his own without help. So I want him to cancel pretty much all of the people that he has help with the house, like lawn care, the guy who changes the pool. Like, I really want to make sure he's, like, sufficient if we ever, you know, run into any sort of difficult times. Like, I just really want to make sure that he's able to take care of everything himself.
Okay. Mike, what's your side of this?
I think your reaction kind of sums it up there. You know, I've worked really hard, and I've been pretty smart about, you know, the way that I do business. And I think that it kind of has afforded me the luxury, if you will, to have a pool cleaner and you know, to have, you know, someone come in and make sure the house is clean and things like that, that allow me to focus my time on more important things. So I just don't really understand what the big deal is here. You know, I just don't get it.
I mean, is the house in shambles or something? I mean, your house is being kept up by other people.
This is just everyday. This is just maintenance. I mean, we're just talking maintenance here, and I don't understand, like, what the big deal of having it.
Yeah, Daniela, I mean, once you guys are married, some of that stuff would be ultimately your responsibility if you were going to live there, too. I mean, if you're sharing a household. So if you're so concerned about him being able to do the upkeep, I mean, you would be part of that equation at some point, too, would you not?
I mean, definitely the cleaning and stuff, but I mean, like, the real maintenance of the home, like, of course I would expect him to take care of, so I just really want to make sure, like, he can do it.
This is not something that it's like, I don't know how to change a pool filter, or you know, I don't know how to clean the house, or, you know, make general repairs. I mean, you know, I feel like a fairly knowledgeable guy, and the things that I don't know, I can certainly learn, you know, really quickly. But I guess I just don't understand. Do you feel like I'm not going to, you know, take care of you and a family? I mean, I don't know where this is coming from, I guess.
I don't know. I think some of these, like, expenses are kind of, like, unnecessary. Like, I think you could take care of the pool yourself, and, you know.
So, I mean, let's see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with Daniela before making a big step, like moving in together. She wants to see that you're able to take care of your home, and a home that will eventually be shared by both of you. But they may see Mike's side, too, where he works hard, he's got the money, he pays these people to clean the house, clean the pool, and take care of the landscaping. Why does he have to know how to do it? Why does he have to prove that he knows how to do it?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Mike and Daniela have been dating for a while, and Mike is looking for Daniela to move in with him. Except Daniela has a couple things that she wants to happen before she'll do that. She wants him to get rid of the cleaning lady, the pool company, and the landscaping crew, because she wants to know that he is able to handle all those things and manage that house without the extra cash that he spends on that.
I mean, Mike thinks it sounds nuts, and I got to say that I'm with him. Like, seriously, you've been invited to move into the house. We're talking about starting a life together, and you're going to put all sorts of parameters on it from the get-go? Sounds a little bit nuts. She said, I just need to know that he makes sure that he can do it, but he says, I work hard, I make X amount, I'm able to pay these people to do it. I don't want to deal with that stuff with my extra time.
Would you want to know that your possible future husband is able to do these things on his own? Would that be a deal breaker for you? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm definitely on Mike's side. So, especially if he works full-time, works hard, has the money to spend, is this something that someone can take off of his plate and he can spend more time with his girlfriend or his wife or whoever? Let him do it. Mm. As a full-time working mom, I wish that I could kind of delegate some of that stuff to other people, but we right now just don't have the money to do it. And I feel like it would be a huge stress reliever, especially if he had young kids at home to help him spend more time with his family and his kids.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Well, there's no kids yet. I think that's the problem, is that you're going into this thinking, all right, well, let me see what he's capable of. And that's not cool. Like, if you love the guy and everything is fine.
Right. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's not a tryout. Like, what are we actually talking about here? My wife handles all the landscaping, by the way. Daniela, you don't like the way the lawn works? You think that it's, you know, frivolous that he's paying those people? How about you do it?
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Mike has asked his longtime girlfriend, Daniela, to move in with him. And Daniela's cool with it, except a couple things. Before she moves in, she wants to test him to make sure he can take care of his home on his own without the landscaper, cleaning lady, or pool people. She wants him to get rid of all of them.
Yeah. I mean, again, just my house up until this point. Now we're going to be compromising. We're going to be sharing things. It's cool that you have input on it, but, you know, telling me how to get rid of all these other people that have been helping me manage my lifestyle for all this time is, I don't know, it's offensive to me, borderline.
Well, she just feels that if they're going to have a future life together, they should know more about what each other are capable of. And she wants to see if he's capable of running a house on his own. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm on his side. I don't know where she thinks he's the only one that can't take care of the outside or anything else. If she's so worried about it, why didn't she learn how to do it as well? They can make it a teamwork thing.
What I hate is tests. I just don't like, I mean, you're giving me tests and parameters. You're ready to move into my house. What are we talking about here? I've invited you to move in.
I just feel like if he works really hard to be able to afford these luxuries, what's the problem? But maybe I'm wrong. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
The husband's side. Daniela said right at the end, she said she was just thinking that there's a lot of unnecessary expenses that he is spending money on. So that really, that was the key thing that he was looking at. You know, wondering the underlying thought.
I mean, so caring about their finances is one thing, but managing somebody else's time is something else, too. So, you know, obviously, Mike said that my time is valuable. I do better at these other things. That way I can pay somebody to do these things. I'm not great at them, or I don't want to take the time to do that.
I totally agree. That's my point, too, because I'm like that, too. Like, I'm not going to sit there and put a roof on my house if I know I can make my money elsewhere to pay somebody to do such a laborious job and stuff like that. So she has to get on the same page with him.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. Get rid of her.
Always the solution.
Straight into the point.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Mike, our audience agreed with you today. Daniela, he works hard to be able to hire people to do this so he can focus on his job. And you should be grateful that he has that luxury.
I guess. I mean, I can definitely, you know, see that perspective for sure. But
look at the house. Yeah, is nice. I mean, you want to live in it? Come over or don't come over. That's where I'm at, Mike. I mean, I don't know. I mean, this sounds like an awful lot of dragging of the feet for something like this, but okay. Mike, I mean, you got to be relieved, I'm guessing.
Oh, I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, I don't know. This just seems kind of out of nowhere from her, and, you know, I'm starting to get nervous, to be honest with you.
I'm definitely not trying to make you nervous. I just think it's smart for people to see different things before they move in together, so nothing's surprising.
Sure. No, you're right. It is smart to see all the different perspectives.
He like backed out of that real quick. He's like, let me just be quiet real quick before I make her mad. If you have a problem, too, send an email to couplescore@annaandraven.com.
I'd be reviewing the way she vacuums.
No.
Loads a dishwasher. I mean, I don't know. If you say those are going to be your jobs, how do I know you're doing it well enough? I don't know.
Can't beat Raven.
Hey, Amy, you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, we have $3,200 on the line. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Amy.
Okay. All right, Raven's walking out of here. When that big studio door closes, he can't hear us because we're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I bring Raven back in, ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, Starbucks is planning to phase out their iconic disposable cups by 2025. The first Starbucks was in what city?
Seattle.
Number two, former President Barack Obama will host a new series on Netflix that'll explore unique and diverse national parks in the United States. Who was president before Barack Obama?
George W. Bush.
Number three, Colin Farrell is one of the biggest Irish stars in Hollywood and currently plays what character in The Batman?
Oh my goodness. The Joker?
Number four, Paul David Hewson is his real name, but this frontman for a famous Irish band is better known by what stage name?
I have no idea.
And number five, 31% of people don't think their Lucky Charms actually work. In the cereal Lucky Charms, what are the marshmallows called?
Lucky Charms?
Okay. All right, Amy, let's bring Raven back in. Let's see.
Yo.
Okay, so Amy only got 2 out of 5.
Not too good, Amy. $3,200.
All right, number one. Starbucks is planning to phase out their iconic disposable cups by 2025.
Okay.
The first Starbucks was in what city?
Seattle.
That's right. Number two, former President Barack Obama will host a new series on Netflix that'll explore unique and diverse national parks in the United States.
Cool.
Who was president before Barack Obama?
W.
Yes. Well, can you say his whole name for the record?
Sure. George W. Bush.
Yes. Otherwise, I'll get some kind of text or email complaining to me. Number three, Colin Farrell is one of the biggest Irish stars in Hollywood and currently plays what character in The Batman?
He's the Penguin.
Yes. Number four, Paul David Hewson is his real name, but this frontman for a famous Irish band is better known by what stage name?
It's Bono.
Yes. And number five, 31% of people don't think that their Lucky Charms actually work.
Okay.
In the cereal Lucky Charms, what are the marshmallows called?
Do you want the names of the individual charms or just what they call them?
The marshmallows altogether. What are they called?
They're the magically delicious Lucky Charms.
No.
Right?
What are the marshmallows called? You can say you don't know because you don't know.
I don't know.
They're called Marbits. They're not actually marshmallows.
Knew that?
That's like, yeah, it's like deep trivia, but they're not real marshmallows, which I thought was interesting. For years, they've been trying to alter the like what they use to make them, the ingredients, because they use a lot of artificial things in there.
Sure.
They can't. They can't do it with keeping the consistency, so we have to call
That's
them
right.
Marbits.
Yeah, just give me whatever it is that you're making them with. It's fine.
Yeah. Amy, I'm sorry. He beat you 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Amy, and I can't beat Raven.
Thanks, Amy. Hold on.
Better luck next time.
Okay.
Enjoy that shirt, girl. $3,300.
Yeah, that is tomorrow's jackpot. I would love to give it to you. Make sure you're studying.